Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. We can't wait to see you if you're listening to this in the morning. Today at 3, 5, or 11 p.m., we have a fantastic gathering scheduled for Christmas Eve. We're not streaming it online, and so the only way to take part of it is to be in person. 3 and 5 are candlelight, and 11 is candlelight and communion. And so I want to encourage you to consider attending with your family or inviting a friend. It's going to be a great, great day. But today I want to talk about this idea of unwrapping Christmas. Now, apparently, if you were to trust what my mom says, I used to unwrap my gifts as a kid, take a peek at what I was going to get, and then rewrap them. I can neither confirm nor deny these rumors, but one year she actually swapped the tags on my brother and my presents so that we wouldn't know whose was who. And there's just something fun about unwrapping presents. Well, the Bible says in Romans 5, verse 1, and this is a paraphrase, but I love how it's written. It says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, to set us right with him and to make us fit for him, we have it all together with God because of our Master, Jesus. Now, when it comes to this Christmas, I want to encourage you to unwrap the right gift. See, what we know from Scripture is that God knew before you were even born that you would be sitting here listening to this podcast even now. He planned to get your attention just for a few seconds so that he could say this to you. He says, I've seen every hurt in your life. I've never stopped loving you. You matter to me. I love you more than you will ever know. I made you to love you, and I've been waiting for you to love me back. See, if you gave me a Christmas gift and I never opened it, chances are you'd be disappointed. It would be a worthless gift because I didn't receive the benefit of a gift that I never opened. It's sort of like gift cards. Too often, people get gift cards and they never use them. They never get used for their intention. Well, one of the reminders today is that Jesus is God's gift for you. The Bible says in John 3:16 that when God gives, he gives his only son, and that when he loves the whole world. He's giving you this gift. Yet chances are, some of us listening to this today have gone by Christmas after Christmas after Christmas, and we've never opened the gift of salvation, the best gift that God ever gave us. So why would you even celebrate this Christmas if you're not going to open the biggest gift? It doesn't make sense to leave the gift of God's love unwrapped, to have your past forgiven, to be given a purpose for living, and a home in heaven. God has made a way for you this Christmas to be right with him, and all you have to do is to receive that gift of salvation. Here's what the Bible says in Romans 5, verse 1 again. It says, by entering through faith into what God has always wanted to do for us, to set us right with him, to make us fit for him, we have it all together with God because of our Master, Jesus. See, the way that we open this gift, the way that we step across the line and accept Jesus is through faith. And one of the ways that we do that is through a prayer. Now, it's not the words of the prayer that helps us open the gift, but it's the heart behind it. And so if you want to do that today, if you want to accept the greatest gift on the planet, I'm going to pray out loud on the podcast. I would invite you in your head, in your heart, to pray this with me, to say, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that my sin separates me from you. But I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe you're alive today. And as best as I know how, I want to receive the gift of Jesus. I ask you to save me from my past, my regrets, my mistakes, my sins, my habits, my hurts, my hangups. I pray that you would save me from me. Would you come to live inside of me and to help me to live for you? And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that for the very first time, that is opening the gift of salvation, where God promises that he'll step out of heaven and step into your heart and live inside of you. My friend, that is the greatest gift that you could ever receive. And if you receive that today for the very first time, I'd love for you to drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We would love to pray for you, and we'd love to give you a free gift to help you to develop and to walk with Him. Have a great day. We hope to see you back here very soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.